This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
And may the very existence of Imam al-Mahdi be satisfied with you.
Being a lover of Ahle Bayt, he went to Qom and the Islamic Seminary or Hawza in 1983. He translated the books 40 Hadith and Hijab to French.
Kamal, with great persistence, was able to join the Badr Front in 1986.
Martyrdom is a mixture of refined love and a deep, complex wisdom.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Kamal Kursal. Dear listeners, perhaps many are unaware that in the sacred defense, not only combatants and warriors from Muslim countries went to war against the Iraqi Ba'athist regime to defend the Shiite land, but also a young French man with all the restrictions he had for defending Islam went to the fronts. His name is Kamal Kursal. Before converting to Islam, his name was Jerome Emmanuel Kursal, the only European martyr of the sacred defense who was born in France and later changed his name to Kamal Kursal after his conversion to Islam and began his religious studies at Qom Theological Seminaries. He was only 2 years old when his parents got separated. While living with his mother, he became acquainted with the teachings of Christianity. The 15-year-old Jerome became acquainted with the Sunni Shafi'i sect on a journey he had made to visit his father. Shortly after the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the sparks of justice kindled in his mind, and by listening to the translation of the speeches of Imam Khomeini and by attending the ceremonies and programs held by the Iranian Students Association of the Followers of the Line of Imam Khomeini in Paris, attendance of these sessions became an integral part of Jerome's life, and he eventually became a Shia. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about remembering the martyrs.
از خدای متعال مسئلت میکنیم رحمت و
May Allah pour down His mercy and blessings upon our martyrs and their families, and those who have sacrificed their lives on the path of Allah, and may the very existence of Imam al-Mahdi be satisfied with you.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Jerome liked to choose the name Ali for himself, but instead chose the name Kamal because of his presence in a country where Muslims were a minority. At the time of the imposed war, the authorities refused to allow him to enter the fronts for security reasons. Kamal, with great persistence, was able to join the Badr Front in 1986. Kamal Khorsall's book tells the story of the martyr's life who was born and raised in France, but his love for Imam Khomeini and Islam led him to the path that gave him the most beautiful end, martyrdom. Once, a young man says that he was walking in the graveyard of the martyrs of Ali ibn Ja'far in Qom city, where he is buried, and a tomb among the martyrs caught his attention. It was written on the tomb, "The French valorous martyr, Kamal Khorsall." Kamal, after becoming Muslim, did not like the atmosphere of his home as it was un-Islamic. This bothered him. He said that he didn't want to disrespect his mother, yet he wasn't happy with what was going on at his home. Kamal's friends said that he should visit his mother regularly, even though she is not a Muslim, and explain his beliefs to her, and she will come to respect them. This is one of the lessons Kamal learned from Islam, to respect your parents.
Khorsall was born in 1965 in Paris from a Moroccan father and a French mother. Being influenced by his mother, he was a Christian at the beginning. But after a trip to Morocco with his Sunni father, he embraced Islam and became a Sunni Muslim. He participated in the Sunni Friday prayers in Paris every week and tried to learn more and more about Islam. One day at the Friday prayers, he received a statement from Imam Khomeini, which was being distributed there by some Iranian residents of Paris. Reading that statement, Khorsall was particularly eager to know Imam Khomeini and his way. An Iranian friend invited him to a Dua Komel gathering, which was held by the Iranian residents of Paris. Being the son of a Moroccan father, he knew Arabic, and he was deeply influenced by this Dua, and he entered a new phase in his life. It caused great changes in his thoughts and beliefs and let him convert to Shia Islam. He knew Dua Komel was the reason he converted to Shiism. He was really interested in changing his name to Ali or Abu Haydar. But most of the Muslims in Paris were Sunni and his friends suggested him to choose the name Kamal for himself. Being a lover of Ahl Bayt, he went to Qom and the Islamic Seminary or Hawza in 1983. He translated the books 40 Hadith and Hijab to French. He was very sharp and loved Imam Khomeini and had chosen him as his marja. He believed that the commands of Velayat al-Faqih are like the commands of Ahl Bayt. The characteristics of Jihad and Islamic soldiers in the sacred defense eventually led him to the war front in 1989. He joined the Badr forces, and during the last days of the Iran-Iraq war, he took part in the Mersad operation and was martyred at the age of 24 in Islamabad, Iran.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Once in the month of Ramadan, Shahid Kamal Khorsal did not wake up for Sahar thinking that one must go through hardship by fasting. One of his Muslim friends told him, "Those who fast have Sahar so that hunger does not trouble them. People are ready to endure hardship, but not like you lying on a corner out of hunger." Shahid Kamal Khorsal then realized that Islamic acts of worship are not an absolute hardship, but rather a mixture of hardship and ease. His friend says that sometimes he would wake up at midnight and see that he was awake and offering the night prayer and supplicating Allah. He would even cry and speak French with God. This great martyr of the Iranian sacred defense, Kamal Emanuel Khorsal, was martyred in the war fronts during the Iran-Iraq war. He was buried in the cemetery of martyrs of Ali ibn Jafar. May Allah bless him and reward him. And now we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab.
The story of martyrdom is so belovedly exciting that it pulls the spirit towards the battlefield. It makes thinking difficult. Martyrdom is a mixture of refined love and a deep, complex wisdom. In order for us to understand the meaning of martyrdom, we must clarify the ideological school from which it takes its meaning, expression, and value from. In European and Western terminology, a martyr is a person who chooses death in defense of his beliefs against his enemies, where he has no other choice but to die. But in Islamic terminology, the word shaheed, which actually means witness, and is used to express or name the one who has chosen to sacrifice his life, has quite a different meaning from that of the Western world. This shows the difference between Islamic and non-Islamic beliefs.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. which was about Shahid Kamal Khorsand. You can visit our website, which is parstoday.com. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye.